Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.
Now you've seen them zipping around the roads, up the cycle lanes and down the footpaths, but could Ireland be poised to make helmets compulsory for everyone using an e-scooter? Well, according to a report in today's Irish Times, that is being considered actively at the highest levels of government. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's determined to strengthen regulations and improve enforcement around rules on speed and underage use of e-scooters. So what should that all look like? Well, we're joined now by Dr. Emer Ryan. She's Consultant General Paediatrician in Temple Street Hospital. Emer, good evening to you.
Good evening, Colin. How are you?
Just last month, the Royal College of Physicians published a paper saying that e-scooter incidents are now the leading cause of traumatic brain injuries in children admitted to paediatric neurosurgical centre at Temple Street. How many patients does that equate to, and what kind of brain injuries are being seen?
So, when the data was looked at prior to 2023, there was no admissions for traumatic brain injury. For e-scooters, there was one in the summer, but the year before May 2024, before the legislation. And since this legislation, there have been 20 in May 2024, there have been 28 children admitted with moderate to severe brain injury. So that means these children were admitted under neurosurgery because they had a bleed on the brain, a fracture of their skull, or swelling of their brain that required removal of their skull to allow it to heal. So it's really quite serious brain injuries. As more, we're now, this is the injuries that they're seeing in terms of brain injuries from e-scooters are more than they are seeing from children in car accidents or children in bicycle accidents or falls or any other cause. So that was why the Faculty of Paediatrics really felt that they had to publish that position statement on e-scooters, because we were seeing it week in, week out, we were seeing children come in with these injuries, life-changing injuries.
And how much would compulsory helmet wearing mitigate those kind of injuries?
Well, I think that distracts from our message, which is that children should not be on scooters, on e-scooters. We know, you know, that wearing a helmet in bicycle injuries does reduce your traumatic brain injury probably by 50%. And reduce a serious injury in bicycles. But our position would be that helmets are not the solution for children. They are that children should not be at all riding on these e-scooters.
Now, look, as you say, children shouldn't be on the scooters. The underage riding of these scooters is already against the law. But it's, you know, it's enforcement of these rules, I suppose, is the greatest mitigation potentially. I mean, should there be? Do you think a greater enforcement of the ban, and what would you like to see in that regard?
Well, I think it's very difficult to ask the Gardaí to implement the current legislation that children under 16 can't go on an e-scooter, because we've all seen them scooting past us. What if a guard is to try and stop them? There might be a chase. They'll lead to an accident. If they arrest them, they're underage. It's very difficult to implement the legislation against the child. I suppose one of the solutions that I would consider is that an e-scooter should be registered and belong to an adult, and the owner of that e-scooter is responsible for the child being on it.
And what other kind of injuries are you seeing? I mean, the focus obviously is on traumatic brain injury there just at the outset, because we were talking about helmets. But, you know, what else are people presenting with, and how serious are the injuries?
So in 2025, there were 500 presentations to the emergency departments across CHI. That's a fourfold since 2021. So that's 500 injuries of fractures, shoulder injuries. You see, the torque or the physics of how they come off these scooters is difficult to how they might come off a bike. They'll land, say, impacting on a shoulder. They'll break a hand. Facial injuries, lacerations. And then I imagine if there's 500 that have presented, there are many, many more who have more minor injuries and more milder traumatic brain injuries that are not showing up, that are going around with injuries from this.
Do you mean people who just don't present to hospital and just think they've taken a minor knock and go home and think nothing more of it, is it?
Yeah, well, a number, like, so I suppose we're not seeing what's presenting to our general practitioners or those who know that they're concussed and aren't seeking any medical attention. And all of those injuries add up.
Under 2023 legislation, there's a maximum legal speed for e-scooters of 20 kilometres per hour. But we have to presume that if somebody is illegally travelling on an e-scooter in the first place, they may not be minded to obey the speed limit. But, you know, what do we know about the damage done by a head collision, even at 20 kilometres per hour?
Even at 20 kilometres an hour, you're talking about massive brain injuries and life-changing injuries. We've had children who've had to have the cranial vault, the bone from their skull lifted off to allow for the swelling to come down from the impact on their brain. You can have a diffuse brain injury affecting all of the cells of your brain. One child had to be put in an induced coma for a week because the swelling was so severe. It's an unnatural force, 20 kilometres an hour, if you think about it. It's not a speed that a human body is supposed to be flung at.
Look, and I know you've said that helmets, you know, you just prefer not to see people on e-scooters, but I think there was a warning put out by a hospital in Sydney, the Sydney Children's Hospital Network, that said children who don't wear a helmet are 78% more likely to suffer a head injury compared to those wearing a helmet during a road accident. And they said they're 43% more likely to have an injury classified as severe or critical if they're not wearing a helmet. So if people can't get children off e-scooters, is there any point in your view of at least trying to encourage the use of helmets, or if people are going to ride scooters,
adults are the people who are supposed to be on these e-scooters, and children copy what adults do. If adults are supposed to wear helmets, younger 16-year-olds or 15-year-olds are ones that they will copy the adults and wear a helmet. We would hope that younger children aren't on these e-scooters. But at least if it's the norm to wear a helmet on a scooter, they're more likely to wear one. We know that from the campaigns that have come out over the last, you know, the last decade. So it's more normal to see a person wearing a bicycle helmet than it is to not see one. Okay. So children do copy. Okay. What our adults do.
And it's mostly young lads, is it, rather than girls? And the risk appetite there is higher.
Yeah, that's it. Like young teenage boys will seek thrills, they'll seek speed, they'll seek adventure. We have to find them something else to do than be on an e-scooter. But unfortunately, the profile of children that come into us coming off e-scooters are boys dressed in darks, because boys' clothing is always navy and black. So they're even more dangerous out there on the road.
The black hoodie, the black puffer top, the black tracksuit bottoms, the black runners, and very little lighting on the scooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the dark.
But saying that, all of the injuries that have come in, they are mostly single e-scooters crashes that are loss of control. They're not double, they are not hit by a car. They are mostly coming over a pothole, because scooters tend to go on the inside of the road where the road quality is lesser, and they hit a small little bump and the small little wheels buckle them.
Okay. All right, Emer, thanks very much for that. That's Dr. Emer Ryan, Consultant General Paediatrician in Temple Street Hospital. Loads of texts coming in on that. People with plenty of opinions about enforcement, helmets, wearing high-vis stuff and the like, which we'll get to.
Yeah, a lot of people echoing that point that it's impossible to see people without high-vis or without, you know, clothes that can be seen from afar. But that's it for there.